The weekend is nearly here. You can't blame us for rushing the season a bit because it is a three-day weekend. And so while we often entertain musical guests on Fridays, we've got a couple of them a day early. Travis Champ and David Longoria, who plays under the name Long River, are on tour together, guitars in hand. Texas twang is one description of their music, but two words won't tell the whole story. We'll let them tell it. David Longoria, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
And Travis Champ, good to have you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, so for a group that plays Texas-style stuff, actually one of you lives in Texas, and that would be you, David. Mm-hmm. Houston native, is that what you were telling me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And how long playing music?
Oh, wow, maybe 15 years. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, playing music a long time, but, you know, playing out for people, you know, 15 mm-hmm. years or so.
Okay, and how about for you, Travis? You're from Nehalem, Oregon, right?
Yeah, yeah, originally. I still live in Nehalem, but, yeah, about the same amount of time. I haven't been touring or playing out as much as David in the past, but...
Do either of you remember a moment in your lives still when there was a, like, oh, I've got to do this. I you know, I've got to devote my life to music.
Still waiting for that.
Hasn't happened yet.
It keeps happening all the time.
Really? Mm-hmm. It's a kind of a reaffirming thing for you then, David.
Yeah, it's started early and then still happens.
What were the circumstances? I mean, did your parents send you to guitar lessons, or did you just pick it up by yourself, or what happened?
Oh, my, probably like a little Casio keyboard that had like 12 keys on it. Uh-huh. But yeah, just playing music. Oh, hopped on the road, being a guitar tech. Mm-hmm. That was kind of the first exposure, working, tuning guitars for And You'll Know Us by the Trail of Dead, just hopped on the road lifting gear and stuff, and then I was like, oh, this is the road.
Uh-huh.
I'll just keep doing this.
Uh-huh. Instead, I'll do my own guitars instead of for other people. Huh?
Exactly. After that first one, I was like, I can't do this anymore. This is too much work.
When did you adopt the name Long River, and was it just a matter of making it easier to pronounce than Longoria or something?
Well, you know, I was just laying there, and I was like, oh, Long River, it's like my last name. It's a translation. And so, and so I was like, oh, Long River, and I kind of felt it, you know, kind of just felt it in myself, you know, and then I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that's good. You know, it's kind of a response to another fellow, David Longoria. I'll give him a shout out. Hey, David Longoria is out there playing music. So I was like, well, I'll just forget about David Longoria for a minute and do this.
Sounds fun. So, Travis Champ, what got you propelled into music?
Oh, that's, I don't know. I just, you know, I started playing when I was 16 and, tried to, you know, being in a small town, trying to put together bands, and, it's always, you know, difficult no matter what, but when there's only like three or four people to actually play, then it's even more difficult. And, so eventually just started doing things on my own, making my own recordings and trying to get other people involved. But, you know, I don't know.
So you're essentially making music that sounds like it should be from Texas, but living in on the Oregon coast. So how did you get attracted to that kind of music?
Well, I mean, I grew up with the 80s country, mm-hmm. Dwight Yoakam, Kathy Mattea. Mm-hmm. My dad was a, you know, 80s country fan. And then I, you know, got into punk rock in high school and eventually ended back, you know, full circle. You know, there were always specific country musicians that I liked that I could listen to, you know, mm-hmm. Alan Jackson or Randy Travis.
That's a wide sampling, though, that you got if you got into punk rock. So,
oh, yeah. I mean, but the truth is it's not that much different. It's just one of them's a lot faster and they're the same chords.
So. That's great. Do you guys want to play something?
Sure.
What do you got to do here?
I guess we got to pick up a guitar. Let's see. Oh, capo. Yeah.
All right. So we're going to get some devices here.
This device. It's high technology.
Yeah, that's right. Capo.
The capo.
Keep us from having to play bar chords.
All y'all Google capo if you don't know what that is.
Okay. What do you call this piece that you're about to do?
This one's called Burn with the Sun.
Burn with the Sun. Okay, mm-hmm. Here from David Longoria or Long River and Travis Champ on the Jefferson Exchange.
I want to lie down next to the river and hear my life flowing by. I want to fall like a leaf from a tree. I wanna burn with the sun and shine down with the moon. I want to live like our Father and give direction for all of my days. I wanna care like my mother cared for me. I wanna burn with the sun and shine down with the moon. I wanna walk like Jesus and arrive on an old mule and not care for any riches in this world. I wanna burn with the sun and shine down with the moon. I want to burn with the sun and shine down with the moon.
Burn with the Sun from David Longoria here on the Jefferson Exchange. Travis Champ in the studio with us as well. They are on tour together. Where have you guys been so far on this tour? Where'd you, in fact, how did you even get together in the first place? Let's start there.
We had a mutual friend in Austin. I'd been going to Austin since 2006, and our friend Rich Russell of this band, The Lonesome Heroes, gave David my contact information. He had an open day on a tour with his band, The Black. And I set him up at the show in Nehalem area in Manzanita. And then, I'd go to Austin, hang out, and David helped me record the last album I made with some other friends from Austin.
So you do perform together. Do you guys write together now, too, or are you still more
or less?
We
haven't written anything together. No.
We need more off days to do that. Uh-huh. We've been traveling pretty hard.
David kind of rewrites my song lyrics as we go along and sings them kind of a tongue-in-cheek style, just to try to get on my nerves.
Well, they get stuck in my head. They're catchy.
What is the? I was watching your face as you were playing, and we'll be able to put a video up on Facebook in a couple of hours after the show. But you're really smiling as you're going along. I mean, you're enjoying yourself clearly. I mean, and is it in the performing? Is it in the writing? Is it all the above?
Yeah, it's all of it. You know, sometimes when it helps me. You know, the images kind of come to my mind of the song, and some of them are a little funny.
Mm-hmm. Haven't asked about your own the influences. We heard about some of Travis's influence. So, who were some of the people who inspired you as you were learning how to play, and people you wanted to play music like they played?
You know, when I was starting to play music, it was more punk rock and indie rock music, like, you know, Pavement and bands like that, Sebado and Sonic Youth. But, you know, like, just like Travis, I grew up in the backseat of the minivan, you know, hearing like George Strait and Garth Brooks and all that stuff. And I have older siblings, so they listen like heavy metal and the Beatles. And so there's all these, just, it's like all these influences are kind of in my blood. And then But, you know, Bob Dylan and, you know, John Fahey, those are two people that are kind of eminent on the scene. And then a lot of the old blues stuff as I've gotten older and country hillbilly stuff.
I've seen a number of references to the Dylan-esque sound that people give you, which, you know, it's always high praise, but I mean, does there come a point where it's like, okay, can I stop being compared to other people and just be identified as sounding like me?
Right. I guess there's everybody has reference points. Anytime you see something, you're just like, oh, let me compare this to something else.
Right.
It's hard to just see it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I got compared last night to T-Rex, so.
Oh, cool. Really?
Which is, I love T-Rex, and it's kind of a funny moment.
That's great.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Travis Champ and David Longoria are guests on the Jefferson Exchange. Where are you, what are you doing in the area? We know that you know our producer, Emily Curitan. She's the one who wrangled you in here, and you mentioned that you're traveling in an RV that looks like a hermit crab shell on four cylinders.
That's right. It's cute.
Yeah.
That's great.
Oh, was that a question?
Yeah. So where are you going from here?
We're playing tonight in Yahats, mm-hmm. a place called the Drift Inn, and then we're back at the last shows at our friend's house in Portland. It's kind of the end of the tour.
Mm-hmm. And you have, I thought I saw that you guys were actually in the Netherlands or something. Were you actually overseas for a while and doing some stuff?
We did a month there in Europe, mm-hmm. six countries in Western Europe.
Yeah, just did a big mm-hmm. loop, rented a car, and yeah, it was great. I mean, I think, you know, a few different things go differently and we almost break even.
Yeah, the Audubon's great. The hospitality's really nice for musicians.
Was there a fair amount of couch surfing as part of that tour?
A little bit, but sometimes we got put up. You know, there were some shows where they had like a little apartment for us.
Yeah, they're like, this is our grandma's flat. Here, you can take it.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, wow, thanks.
How do you book a set of shows in Europe when you're not already over there? I mean, was it just kind of like you got your feet on the ground and then started asking as you went?
No. Exactly that. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, well.
Not exactly the opposite of that. We started booking it. Like five months in advance, and we just look for venues, you know, just every city, everywhere, you know, just sending out booking requests until somebody said yes to a day.
What kinds of venues did you play, and how different or similar are they to the places you might have played or have played in the United States?
Kind of simpler venues.
Yeah, all over the, you know, little coffee shops, bars, a couple like community centers. Actually, one of the best shows was at this community center at small town called Vickersheim, about 8,000 people.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a great show. There's like 35 people there, all ages, as far as like small kids to older people. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's it like, I wonder, to perform in venues where the attention is not necessarily all focused on you? I mean, if you're playing in a bar or a place like that, or people having their own conversations, you can hear eruptions of laughter and stuff like that. Be, oh, no, you didn't in the corner and stuff like that. I mean, but, you know, you wanted to pay attention to what you're doing too, I assume. What's that like?
It's a big learning experience, or I don't know.
Honestly, I'm almost more comfortable with like stuff going on in the background.
Really?
Yeah. It's because I, you know, for so long I played like where I live, you know, you go play a show and it's a social hour. So it's, you're just basically playing to a wall of conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's almost like a silent room is a little uncomfortable for me.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Well, let's not make the room silent. What else you guys want to play?
I don't, how many more do we have? Should I just play one? And then David can end with a song, or
yeah, that sounds good.
I okay, do you want to just play Yellow Rose with me?
8 minutes left. Yeah, Yellow Rose of Texas.
Yeah, he's going to play along with me as well. No, Yellow Rose of Borges.
Close enough.
Okay.
Cross Rio Grande by grace, morning. Words to break and time to pass. Showing 2666 like a pistol placed upon the dash. Find a cheap room with a shower. Lace a mattress with some cash. Step on out into the darkness while the daylight has your back. Oh, Mother Mountain, there's a gold mine up on Housing Project Hill. There are visions of redemption and visions of the kill. You may choose one or the other, but you will never get your fill. It's that yellow rose of Borges on the
Juarez windowsill. Every girl of Corner Garden forks the pathways of your mind. Gilded mirror of Argentina, pray would not multiply. Never to see that Cordillera or feel the warm San Telmo night. She may lie butchered in a dumpster by the grace of morning light. Oh, Mother Mountain, there's a gold mine up on Housing Project Hill. There are visions of redemption, visions of the kill. You may choose one or the other, but you will never get your fill. It's that yellow rose of Borges on the Juarez windowsill. All broken horses, all the time is not enough. Every story you have stolen slides back down into the dust. With an eye for mausoleums and a mouth for keeping shut, put all your faith in breaking even and drop some coin on the harder stuff. Oh, Mother Mountain, there's a gold mine up on Housing Project Hill. There are visions of redemption, visions of the kill. You may choose one or the other, but you will never get your fill. It's that yellow rose of Borges on the Juarez windowsill. Oh, it's that yellow rose of Borges on the Juarez windowsill.
The Yellow Rose of Borges from Chavis Champ with David Longoria alongside here on the Jefferson Exchange. They are on tour, going to be playing in Yahats tonight at the Drift Inn, you said?
Yeah, at the Drift Inn, yes.
Okay, so we got about 3 minutes left. Do you want to see if we can shoehorn another one in? Or?
Sure, okay. Yeah, we got 3 minutes.
All right, so I'm changing guitars here now and get the capo back in.
Yeah.
So is there a plan for another tour for you guys down the road? Or
We're working on, right now, Midwest East Coast tour, November, December, and then back to Europe in the spring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Busy times, as always. Yeah. All right. Good to have you both here today.
Thanks. Try this out.
Love looks you over when you draw your child from the water, and the story you heard where the mystery is solved, there's no time at all. Opening your eyes, you see the river flowing in the cypress, shows you it's knowing in the king. Fisher calls, there's no time at all. I see my love, but she's waking in the morning, she don't know. coffee or tea. Well, someone will call. There's no time at all.
David Longoria here on the Jefferson Exchange with Travis Champ. Thank you both so much for being here. Perfectly timed out. Wish you best of luck in your continued travels. It sounds like you guys have been having some fun along the way.
Yeah, it's been a good time.